This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 15th, 2014, episode 978.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Friday, 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 Friday.
Welcome to Freestyle Friday, everyone. The Hit'em crew is on the road today, so sit back and enjoy this previously aired brand mash of hilarity featuring Glenn's internal How to Blanket a Horse dialogue, a crappy list about growing up country, and really bad ads is an all-inclusive trip through horse humor heaven.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Horses in the Morning. Really appreciate you being here. I am only here for a couple minutes today. Jamie and Jennifer are going to be taking over for me because my cart is here and I have to go out and take it out of the crate.
Is this like an IKEA purchase where you have to put it together?
Yes, and they sent me directions. I have them right here on my desk, and it kind of looks like IKEA directions. Now, I think it's probably going to be easier than the shed we put together here a little while ago because it's not 1,000 screws, but I'm very excited. I didn't get a chance to open it yesterday, so now I have to wait till this stupid show's over to go out and do it. So hurry up. Talk fast.
Okay, well, let's start really bad ads. You sit on your hands and you just sit here and you be a part of this show and you have an hour and a half and I don't want to hear anything about it.
You know, there's really no advantage to being the boss, I've determined. Because
yes,
I still get
definitely.
No slack by any of my co-hosts. No, nobody cuts me any slack. I should be able to just say, I'm out of here right now because I'm the boss and you guys do the show. But no,
yeah.
I have to hang around too.
Yeah, well, we feel really bad for you. So, you poor thing. Well, the cart is exciting. I can't wait to see it. I did see the picture of Scooter, My Little Pony, in his harness, which was absolutely adorable.
His new cute. So now I've got all the ingredients. It's taken me 8 months. I've got the cart, I've got the harness, and I've got the pony. So I've got it all.
You got it all. You got it all. Fantastic. Wonderful. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. All right, talk amongst yourselves. I think I have to call back. I'm getting the delay.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show? You're on mute, Jennifer. Let's go, people. Tighten up around here. Still can't hear you, Jennifer.
Yes, you can. Now you can hear me. Yes,
I was
on mute because I was busy sneezing, and I didn't think anybody needed to hear
Bless
that.
You. Yeah.
Yes, he's not really. He's not really calling back. He's leaving the. He's leaving the building. I can tell.
He is, isn't he? Oh, he's in trouble if he does that.
Andre,
he's here. Performance product
I'm
freestyle
dedicated.
Friday edition. You need to shut up.
I am. What? I'm here.
Okay,
I'm dedicated.
Home. Can we start over?
Yeah.
Jen, go. Yes, go. 3, 2, 1, go. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, one more time, once we've got Glenn's blinkers properly adjusted so he's not distracted by the pretty blue and yellow sprint cart just outside his studio window, we are invited to Secretariat's birthday celebration at the Meadow Farm in Virginia, and Leanne is going to be here to tell us all about the cool goings-on coming up there. And then Really Bad Ads is here, turning up the laugh track for your weekend early. So stay tuned for the fright, folks.
Very good. Well, seeing I have to be here and nobody will let me leave, I'll just do one of these. This goes out to, my daily winning goes out to Linda Gettig, who posted on our Facebook page yesterday, for my milestone birthday, which she doesn't mention which one, my hubby got me a plane and event tickets to Road to the Horse. Woohoo! See you there, hit 'em. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you, Linda. Make sure to stop by and say hi. We're going to have a booth somewhere there. I'm not sure where, but stop and say hi. And come and join us on the live show we'll be doing on Friday morning from there. We'd be happy to have you stop by for that as well.
I'm so jealous you're going to Road to the Horse. I'm so jealous. Chalk that up to the things that got screwed up by having a baby.
Baby, exactly.
Let's see. My daily Winnie goes out to a chick named Carrie Lane. Carrie Lane, she is a resident of Pinedale, Wyoming. And if you are a watcher of The Voice, then you will know who Carrie Lane is, because she sang the song Better Dig 2 on The Last Voice. And I have been messaging with one dreamy Jared Rogerson because Carrie Lane is from the tiny little town of Pinedale, Wyoming that Jared Rogerson is. And Jared has hooked me up with all of her contact information, even though we'll probably never get her on because he says she is owned, in finger quotes, owned by NBC. But we might get her on the show. She's the one who was like the uber awesome country singer, and you're like, oh, she's going to pick Blake. She's going to pick Blake. And then she goes and she picks Adam, and everybody's like, what? Why did you pick Adam? It was a really bad idea. But hopefully Blake's going to steal her in one of the following rounds, because, I mean, seriously, does Adam know what to do with a country singer? And I don't understand how he's going to continue to support her career when she needs to be in Nashville, and he doesn't have any Nashville connections. So clearly Blake would be the better coach for her. But we're going to find out more. You guys bored yet?
You're not a real big follower of the show, are you? Not invested at all.
Can I just tell you that the days The Voice is not on, I wish it was on. I'm like, I could watch the show every single night. It makes me so happy. I love it, love it, love it. And you know what? My mom, who has been watching Dancing with the Stars religiously because it's not back on yet, DWTS is not back on yet, she got hooked on The Voice this week. She's like, oh, my God, this is the best show I've ever seen. The Voice is the best show. I'm like, I told you. She's like, well, I'm going to have to start recording Dancing with the Stars. And I'm like, forget Dancing with the Stars, Mom. Get on the train of The Voice. It's like the sixth season. I mean, come on. How, are you guys in yet?
No, we're not in yet, but we are American Idoling this year, so we got both of them covered here on the show. We can talk American Idol or The Voice. We're totally covered. And for all you Downton Abbey fans out there, why do they only make six a year in England? They're lazy over there. They only give us six episodes a year. Are you kidding me? So anyway,
that's brutal. Okay, so I can get through the seasons pretty quick then.
Exactly. Yeah, you won't have any trouble with that. Take you a weekend, you'll be all caught up. Hey, we've been keeping everybody informed about Arabian Nights. They're selling out their horses from the dinner attraction that was here in Orlando. We did our show from there, and they are selling out their horses. The latest update on their Facebook page yesterday was that the prices will range from $2,500 to $20,000. They recommend visiting the farm, which is outside of Orlando. They say before bringing a trailer and all that, all new buyers will schedule vet exams. They really want you to do this right. They're not trying to force you to take the horses. They really want you to, go through all the steps that you would to buy any other horse. And they say the farm will be open Saturday morning at 9 a.m. I think Jennifer wants to take a ride down just for the fun of it.
Heck yeah.
I wish I had the money to buy one of these horses. You do too, Jamie, because let me tell you, you would have a totally broke, bomb-proof, solid horse there.
Yeah, I know. This would be a great deal. Unless they're the kind of horses, like, they've never been anywhere except for that arena, so they're not scared of anything in that arena. What do you think? Do they travel?
They used to travel with a lot of their horses out to do school shows and stuff. So, yes, most of them have left the farm. They're broke. Yeah, I mean, you could hang upside down over the ears. You know, anything you wanted to do with these horses, pretty much. Stand on them. You know, these are some broke horses. And they have all different varieties. Remember, they had all different, they just didn't have one breed. They had all different breeds. Go ahead, sorry.
Do you think that, like, Cavalia is like, we need to buy all those horses?
No. Yeah. I'm sure there's a few acts around the country that are going to be there. It'd be interesting to see who shows up at the farm at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That would be interesting, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, anyway, check their Facebook page. Arabian Nights Dinner Attraction is what it is on Facebook. Check their Facebook page. They're going to have pictures and a list of all the horses with the prices later today, they said.
Awesome. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, hey, this weekend, Glenn, it's a really big deal. I know that you are waiting with bated breath, as is Jennifer, for the 86th Annual Academy Awards that is going to be hosted by Ellen DeGeneres this Sunday. Are you so excited? Do you have your DVR set? Are you going to be there live? Are you going to a party? What are you doing?
No. No to all of those. I have only seen, when I looked at this list of Best Picture, I'm bad this year. I've only seen one of these movies. That's it.
Clearly we're pulling for because it was so good. But I know the one you saw because you told me to go see it, and it changed. I think it changed my life because just last night, Chad and I went out looking at the stars because it was so beautiful here in Phoenix, and you can see so many stars from where we live. And walked outside, and I look at the stars, and I'm like, wow. Can you imagine being Sandra Bullock up there, stuck and not trying to travel around there? That's like all I think about when I look at the stars now is Sandra Bullock up there with, and somewhere George Clooney is up there too. It changed the way you look at the night sky.
It's going to change the way you look at it when you find out how much money she has made from that movie. I heard yesterday she was smart. Instead of taking a flat fee like they usually do, you know, usual 10, 20 million bucks, she said, I'll take a percentage of this one. And because she was like one of two actors in the movie, right?
Right.
She has now, the movie has done so well that she is now over $70 million for the movie.
Oh, my God. God, she's so smart and pretty.
Do you think she really cares if she wins an Academy Award or not? Let me ask you, would you care?
No. You could take it and stick it somewhere in sun don't shine for all I care. That's just a statue. And she won one last year, a couple years ago. And you know what she's actually said? This, of course, Sandra Bullock is who we're talking about. Sandra Bullock said that she did this movie to earn the last Academy Award she got. She never felt like she really deserved the last Academy Award she got, and she said that this one, she was earning the last one she won. So she doesn't care if she wins either. She's not that kind of person, I don't think. But let's just go over, but let's make some picks.
How many have you seen? Yeah, how many have you seen of these Best Picture nominees? We'll go over here.
Let's see. One. The same one you saw.
The same one.
Not because I didn't want to, because going to a movie with a child is impossible, especially when you can't go see 12 Years as a Slave with a crying baby. You're going to mess it up for some people, okay? But, like, I really wanted to see Captain Phillips. I want to see Dallas Buyers Club. American Hustle, I really want to see. The Wolf of Wall Street, my boyfriend Leonardo DiCaprio, he's in that one. I'd really like to see that one.
Do not see that with your son around, because your son's even old enough to be corrupted by that movie. So,
I want to see Leonardo DiCaprio having that much fun on screen, dancing, and just being awesome. So that's what I would like to do. So what we're going to do, you know, just like we do with the Breeders' Cup and the Derby, we're going to make some picks, okay? We're going to make some picks, and we're going to decide, and we're going to find out which one of us actually knows the best about our Academy Awards. And it's coming up this Sunday. So here are the selections for Best Actress. And I'm just going to go over three categories, and we're going to make picks. Jennifer, pen
and
paper.
Jennifer, write these down.
All right, we've got Best Actress in a Leading Role. Amy Adams for American Hustle. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Sandra Bullock for Gravity. Judi Dench for Philomena, Dame Judi Dench, if you will, and the incomparable Meryl Streep, August Osage County. Have you seen any
now,
of those besides Gravity? No.
No. Are we supposed to pick who we think is going to win or who we'd like to win?
You pick whatever you feel. It's like, are you picking the racehorses by name or by their history? So it's up to you.
All right, well, I don't think Sandra Bullock's going to get it for Gravity because these writers and people just won't pick her. So I am going to guess that Meryl Streep will get it for Osage County, and I had a friend that went to see that movie last week and said, oh, my God, they wish they never had. So because it was just kind of too over-the-top sappy. So I'm predicting it's over-the-top sappy Meryl Streep.
Jennifer? I think I'm going with Judi Dench because that's who I want to win. Dame Judi Dench.
And we haven't seen the movie either.
And, of course, that's for Philomena. I'm sure you recorded and you're waiting with bated breath for it to go to the Redbox.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with, because I love Sandra Bullock and I love Gravity, I'm not going to go with her because she's not going to win, sadly. I'm going to pick Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Okay, I'm going to be
a
little
different. You have a shot with her. Yeah, I do too.
She's amazing. Now we're going to move over to the category of Best Actor in a Leading Role. Best actor in the leading role. We have Christian Bale, or Batman, in the American Hustle. Like that? There you go.
Yeah.
Bruce Dern for Nebraska. I don't know who that is or what movie that is. Bruce Dern for Nebraska. It's a shoo-in. My boyfriend, Leonardo DiCaprio, with a Oscar nomination for The Wolf of Wall Street. She would tell a Heil for 12 years as a slave. She would tell, Chai would tell a Heil
for. I have no idea.
12 years as a slave, or Matthew McConaughey, which, by the way, I watched, I watched A Little Magic Mike last night, and it's very hard for me to even imagine that Matthew McConaughey, the guy in Magic Mike who was so creepy, is up for a nomination. But again, it's Dallas Buyers Club, Matthew McConaughey. Who wants, Jennifer, you want to go first?
I think I'm going to go with Matthew McConaughey, just because I think the topic of that particular movie is going to speak to people who vote. I'm going with Matthew.
Okay, and he did lose like 30 pounds for this role, apparently. So you got that going for you. I think that's a good pick, Jennifer. I think it's good. Glenn?
I'm going to go with Christian Bale with American Hustle because everything I've read says American Hustle is going to win everything. So we'll see.
You know that movie poster is Christian Bale sitting there? And I thought, when I first saw it, was it called American Hustle? I saw the movie poster in a theater, and I was like, I thought it was Christian Bale sitting there with a guitar. And I said to Chad, I'm like, oh, my God, Christian Bale doing, like, a folk singer, country singer movie? I was like, is that him with a guitar? That's so cool. And Chad goes, that's a gun. I was like, oh, darn it. Nothing better than Christian Bale with a guitar. And just, oh, that would have been so good. That should be his next movie. Well, since you took Christian and Matthew McConaughey is gone, I'm going to go with my boyfriend, Leonardo DiCaprio, who has, like, literally zero shot. So it's just an emotional pick for me. I still get embarrassed when I look at him on screen. Anyway, and now we're going to go to the main category, the category of Best Picture, the Best Picture. The categories are, and of course, listeners, please feel free to post who you think is going to win. Let's put these up on our Facebook page, Jen, and let's let our listeners vote, and then we'll see if they picked all three of them for Monday as well, if you don't mind. Best Picture is American Hustle, the Christian Bale guitar movie. Captain Phillips, which is Forrest Gump on a boat. Dallas Buyers Club, Magic Mike with AIDS. Gravity, Sandra Bullock in space. In her underwear.
Let me add that.
She was not just in her underwear, Glenn, but I'm glad that that one scene really affected you. We're going to go with her, which is the movie where Scarlett Johansson plays the voice on the phone, and what was his, Johnny Cash is in love with her. That's her. Nebraska. I know nothing about Nebraska except for Bruce Dern, who's nominated for it, as in Philomena, which is the Judi Dench movie. 12 Years as a Slave, which probably makes you hate humanity, and I will cry through the whole thing. 12 Years as a Slave, just like Blood Diamond. It was, like, brutal for me. And then, finally, the last Motion Picture Academy Award nominee for Best Picture is The Wolf of Wall Street. The Wolf of Wall Street. So, we will start our selections. I guess I'll go first, because I haven't gone first yet. I'm going to have to go with it. I'm going to go with Gravity, because there is nothing that is comparable to that ever that has been on a movie screen or on a TV. Never. That is the most amazing movie I've ever seen. So I'm going to go with Gravity. And you guys
and for that reason,
one.
It's not going to win.
We need August Osage County.
Yeah, exactly. I think because of what they usually do, they want to go with the more, you know, heart-wrenching, tear-jerking, has-a-message movies. I think 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years as a Slave. That's a pretty safe bet. Yeah. Pretty safe bet. Yeah. Jennifer?
Well, since Glenn took my pick of 12 Years a Slave for the same reason, I'm going to go with Nebraska, because it's the movie nobody knows anything about.
That's a really good guess. I think
she's
you
right.
Might have
it. The one that wins right there.
All right. Well, our selections have made. You can head over to our Horses in the Morning Facebook page and make your own selections and see what you think as far as who's going to win. And then at least this gives us a reason to be invested at all in the Academy Awards, Glenn. It gives us a reason to care.
Do I have to watch it, though? Although Ellen DeGeneres might be okay. Some of the hosts over the years have been horrible. But Ellen was probably going to be okay doing it. I think, you know, I might watch the beginning just because Ellen's doing it.
Exactly. But I think I would probably DVR it, too, because they always are really, really funny at the beginning of the Oscars. So, good luck to everybody, and good luck to my boyfriend. I'm going to watch just so I can see Leo. Hello. In a suit. Mm.
Do you think that she's going to be there in her underwear? I'd watch, too, if Sandra.
Sandy probably won't be in her underwear, but she will be in something skimpy and beautiful, so you should be okay.
Speaking of getting dressed, two nights ago, Jamie, I had to go out and he was going to get down to 30s here in Florida, and we have our horses completely clipped now, so I had to go out and put blankets on both of the horses.
So, that poor little pony you have in that giant grassy field, bored
yes.
to death?
Bored.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And I have to put two blankets on him because, you know, he's completely shaved and it's going to hit in the 30s. So I have to put two blankets on him and two blankets on Jennifer's horse. So I get out there, and there is just, when you're a guy and you're a horse husband, one of the things that you find totally confusing is blankets, because the next morning after I had to go through that process of putting the blankets on the horses, something popped up on Facebook that I thought was hilarious because it was me that night. And it was the thought
and
process of...
This is every guy, Glenn. This is my husband. This is exactly the dialogue that my husband has every time he has to blanket one of my horses.
Jennifer was reading it this morning. She was cracking up, almost falling off her chair laughing, because she said, I can just see your face as you're thinking all of these things. And it is so true. This was one of the best written things ever. It's the thought process of blanketing a horse. I'll go through it with you. All right, so I get out there, and the first thing you think of as a horse husband or as a, you know, really anybody that's not an expert at blanketing, first thing you think of when you walk in the stall is don't freak out. Just don't freak out. Just stand there and be cooperative. That's the first thing you think. So that's what I was thinking the other night. And
just
then,
go down
then
the
you
list.
Go.
Because this is like a running, this is what you would say over and over and over again, like one after
yes.
another. I mean, it's so,
yes.
it's so perfect.
Yes. Pick up the blanket and go, is this backwards? Which side is out? And honestly, on the one, I wasn't quite sure. So I'm looking at it, and the straps are on the underside. And I'm going, what? The straps are always on the outside. So I put it on, and then I look at it, and I go, well, the Weatherbeater logo's toward the horse. That doesn't make any sense at all. So, but then the straps are now on the outside where they're supposed to be. So I'm going, well, they wouldn't. So maybe they sewed the Weatherbeater label in backwards. And I'm going, Weatherbeater wouldn't sew their label in backwards. It's got to be the other way. But if I put it the other way, the straps are going to be under the blanket. And then the little clasty thing is completely under the blanket. It just makes no freaking sense. But I'm going to go with Weatherbeater knows what they're talking about and put the thing out. I exaggerated a little on this list, but that was pretty much my thought process on that one sheet. So, and then Jennifer has this habit, okay, of the straps in the back of the blankets. The straps always get, like, stretched or broken or whatever, so she replaces them. But for some dumb reason, she doesn't put them on the same way on both sides of the blanket. So one will attach with the little snappy thing that always gets broken, never closes again. One will get one goes on the back of the horse, and then one goes up on the middle of the horse someplace. And then one's always too short, so you're trying to get it wrapped through the other one around the horse's legs while the pony is walking around the stall going, why am I not eating? And then I have to try and figure out how to hook all that. And then at some point, every point, when, I don't know if your horses do this, but they are constantly with their head down. Either they're snuffling around trying to find hay or whatever while you're trying to, and then you have to pick their head up, and then they put their head down, and I'm trying to do the next strap. At that point, the other night.
Still going, aren't you? still
at
haven't
that
got
point,
a blanket
yes.
yet.
No. At that point the other night, I'm just like, okay, I'll come back. Maybe if I just give him some hay. So I walk over, I get the hay, I bring the hay, I put it on the ground, which was a big mistake because I forgot that he's going to have his head down the whole time, and I still haven't got the straps on the chest done yet. This is a 12-hand pony I'm doing all of this with. So anyway, I finally get the straps done. And then I go to the back of the pony, and I still have the back strap problem because one of them's always stuffed in under the blanket, and you're looking around for it, and you're reaching up there and trying to grab it, and the pony's moving around. I'm trying to find the darn leg strap. Can't find that. I keep looking, and I finally find it, and then you still have the problem of trying to get it woven through the other one because I got in trouble. I don't know if your husband gets in trouble for not weaving the two leg straps together. Because then they hang down too low. I've gotten in trouble for that before.
No, so, I don't even do that.
You don't? You would be in big trouble here. Jennifer, wag her finger at you and say, they could get their legs caught in that and hurt themselves, or they will rip the blanket, and then you're going to have to buy a new one.
I actually buy new leg straps every couple years, and you can actually go and buy new leg straps, Glenn, and then you can fit them to where they don't need to be. That's what I have mine fitted. But go ahead, carry on.
Okay. So finally I get that figured out. Well, guess what? That's layer one. Now I have to put the second layer on and through that whole process over again. The only difference with this layer is now you've got four leg straps. You've got four surcingle straps. You've got four buckles in the front, and you have to go through the whole process all over again. And then you have to worry, and I'm always thinking this, I'm at the back. I'm always thinking this. Even at the back of my little pony, go ahead, say it.
My little pony.
Yeah, I'm at the back of my little pony. And I have to worry about that little pony kicking me because I've got four leg straps I'm trying to deal with back there, and I'm playing around his woo-woo, trying to get all the leg straps done, and I'm thinking, if I was the little pony, I'd kick me. I really would. I'm back there. I'm fooling around, playing with leg straps around his woo-woo. I would kick me.
Or his wee-wee? Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Yes,
gotcha.
That's what I'm talking about. So, here, and then I go back to the front. Well, now his head's still down. I got to pull his head back up, and I got to try and hold his head up with the whole weight of the pony while with one hand trying to do the little buckle thing. That doesn't work. Finally, after about 15 minutes, get both layers on the little pony, who I'm now totally regretting that we ever clipped anything of, and I have round two to go with Beaker.
Oh, no, you horses.
I was exhausted. I literally was exhausted by the time I came in the house. I was like, that's it. I'm done for the day. That's all I have to do today. I have a major accomplishment.
That is so funny.
I just got a message from Uta that says she had to do the blanket switch yesterday when the temperature was 0 degrees and try doing it with gloves on.
I can't imagine.
It's like having a handicap.
Yes, it would be. It would definitely be like, am I the only one? Is this just me?
No, Glenn, because my husband's dialogue is exactly the same as this, especially, like, it got to the point where, like, his first thing is he thinks every horse is going to freak out. He's like, please don't freak out. Please don't freak out. Oh, straps. Wait, where are they? That's upside down. I got it on backwards. Like, he'll try to do the chest straps and it's, like, over by the butt. And then he's like, get your neck up. Pick your head up. Please. How do I get his head up? How do I get his head up? I can't get his head up. And I'm like, just pick his head up. And he's like, I can't pick his head up. He's eating. And the strap. Where's the strap? Stop moving. Why did it keep moving? I can't stand it. Please don't kick me. Please don't kick me. Please don't kick me. Pick up your head. Please don't kick me. That is the exact dialogue of my husband trying to blanket. It's almost to the point where it's not worth it. I'm like, just don't do it. Just don't do it. I'll do it when I get home. Just because it's just not worth it.
And what is this? I got to ask you. This really pissed me off the other night. What is with the little buckles that you have the push-in thing that they put on the blanket straps, you know, for the leg straps? They have the push-in thing. Well, the push-in thing finally, you know, wears out, so you push it in. It doesn't pull out. And I'm going, well, if I leave it like that, it's going to fall off. He's going to trip. He's going to break his neck. I'll have a vet bill. It'll be my fault. So I get my keys out, because that's the only thing I had. I got my keys out of the pocket, and I'm there at the back of his blanket in the dark trying to pull the little thing up with my keys so it doesn't fall off his butt.
Because poop gets in there. They poop into that buckle, and that's actually what you're sticking your keys in. So please don't put your keys in your mouth, Glenn, when you're going to open the front door and you have your hands full. Don't put your keys in your mouth because it's got horse poop on it. That is so funny.
Man.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, Glenn. I'm proud of you. And Jennifer, you married very well, because, my God, at least he tries. He really tries hard. Bless his heart.
And the next time I see somebody's infant chewing on their car keys at the grocery store,
yeah,
oh, man.
That's what you think of. That's right.
Oh, that's impressive. Plus you got the keys up. That's so funny.
Oh, I wasn't going to leave the stall, because by the time I got back, the blanket had been on the ground. I had to start all over again.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You had my car keys the other night.
Ew! Yeah.
Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and we're coming back with our first guest, who I'm sure is now sorry she is here after hearing that part of this conversation. We're going to be right back after this.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Commercial feeds are fortified with nutrients such as proteins, vitamins, and minerals. They are made up of a variety of ingredients that provide a particular amount of energy. Most feeds have been designed to address the needs of a certain type of horse. It is important to understand that all feeds are formulated by nutritionists to be fed in specific amounts. When the correct amount of feed is provided, the horse consumes the appropriate amount of energy and nutrients. The feeding directions included on the feed bag or the feed tag are specific to the particular feed and should be followed. When you feed less than the recommended amount of feed, your horse is not getting the full complement of nutrients that he or she may need. On the other hand, too much of a good thing can also be bad. The overfeeding of concentrates can lead to grain overload and oversupplementation, and feed should never be cut or mixed with other fortified feeds or plain grains, because this changes the nutrient profile and can cause imbalances in energy, protein, vitamins, and minerals. If you need to include additional supplements in your horse's diet, choose products that are formulated to complement, not compete with fortified feeds. If you feed a plain grain such as oats, additional fortification may be necessary. Kentucky Performance Product supplements are specifically designed to complement, not compete with, the modern concentrates used by today's horse owners. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities using stringent quality control guidelines. So choose Kentucky Performance Product supplements, because the horse that matters to you matters to them. Learn more about Kentucky Performance Product supplements at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
List, this crappy list, 30 signs you grew up on a farm or a ranch. And, you know, even if you're just a horse person that lived in the city and went out to the barn, you're gonna love some of these and you're going to appreciate them. So let's go through some of these. We can chat about them. You know, it's impossible to tip a cow. I grew up in Lancaster County where there are a bazillion cows. I never even knew what tipping a cow was. I don't think we even talked about tipping cows. That must have been a city thing by people talking about tipping cows, because us that lived with cows, we never talked about, first of all, why would you want to? And why would you want to go through the effort? You know, I guess was the whole thing.
Why would you tip a cow? It seems mean to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, you can drive any vehicle with a clutch. Jennifer, when did you learn to drive a clutch tractor? When you were about 5, right?
I think I was 7 and a half, and I ran into the gatepost.
There you go. Yep. Can I tell you guys what I did last week?
Oh, no.
This is embarrassing. So we have our Jeep. And they recently had the trees trimmed here, and they cut one of the trees down that was in our driveway. And it's now a stump that's about 4 feet high. But you can't see the stump when you're backing the Jeep up. So, yes, at about 15 miles an hour, I backed into the stump with the Jeep the other day.
Yay!
Made a horrendous crash. Fortunately, it's a Jeep, and all I really did was scrape the plastic bumper. But I put a dent in the stump. I did put a hole in the stump, but unfortunately I didn't put a hole. But let me tell you, it still scares the crap out of you when you hit something, you know, doing 10, 15 miles an hour while backing up. And then you look back and you can't see what you hit, and you immediately think it was a dog, it was a cat, it was a horse. You know, you don't know what you hit. And I forgot that the stump was there because you can't see it below the sight line. So that scared the crap out of me.
Now, what does that have to do with driving a tractor?
I have no idea. Jennifer said she hit something. So that's
he had to get that off of his chest. He felt
I did.
Guilty.
It was killing me. I was so embarrassed. When did you learn to drive a clutch, Jamie?
You know, my dad actually taught me, I think I was 15, and I had my learner's permit, and I learned how to drive stick because my uncle had a farm, and so they didn't want me to ruin a good, perfectly good vehicle. So he brought me what they called the strawberry truck. And it was a truck with like wooden paneling on the sides from like 1928. Yeah, like ridiculously
awful.
Was
the clutch a little stiff, Jamie?
Oh, God. It got to the point where actually right outside of our house was a hill. And the clutch was so sticky that it would pop forward and then I would, you know, obviously die. And since I was on a hill, I started crying and I put it in the park and I made my dad get out and come around and drive to the other side because I was stuck on the hill. So didn't go well.
Let's not forget to mention also that Jamie's 5'2", so she could barely reach the clutch in an old truck.
In the big steering wheel, like from a trucker, you know, like 3 feet wide. So my arms, it was a disaster.
I miss those old big steering wheels pickup trucks used to have, though. Those were fun. I miss those. Number 3, your front door was always unlocked, even if your entire family was on vacation, and the keys to your car or truck were always in the ignition. We lived in a little town at that point and never locked our doors. We didn't lock our doors. We didn't lock the car. You never locked the car.
Yeah, I learned the hard way after getting robbed like 8 times to start locking my truck. But after that, you know, you're right.
I did
when I was little.
How about you were devoted to either red or green tractors and have every bit as much as you were devoted to a pro football team? That is true. You had a tractor preference. You were John Deere. You weren't John Deere. You know what? Where we grew up, you were either John Deere or not John Deere. Anything but John Deere.
What's red? Like a Kubota or something?
Yeah, well, we had a green tractor. It was an Oliver, though. It was an old Oliver. It was a big tractor. Oliver 770. But it was a big tractor, but it was not a John Deere. So where we grew up, it was either you were John Deere or you weren't John Deere. It was like you are Ford or you're not Ford. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our tractor was a riding lawnmower, so I can't really say anything.
When you gave directions, you used street names, or you didn't use street names, you used landmarks. And that is true. When you lived in the country in that day, you didn't know the street. I still don't know the street names to get out to our farm.
What you gonna do here, Glenn, is you're gonna head on down the road just a spell. Then when you get to the third chicken house on the left, you're gonna make a turn to the right, and then you're gonna head on down. When you get to the third mailbox that looks like a tractor, you're gonna make a left and dogleg around to the right, and then you get to the third dirt road. When you hit the third dirt road, that's when you're gonna stop. You're gonna have to get out. You're gonna have to look off to the left as the crow flies. You about half a mile away.
That's where you can go. Right. That's about right. And that sounded exactly like the guy at the little country store you stopped to ask in Georgia.
Exactly. That is straight up directions I've gotten several times in Georgia.
Now this is a farmer thing, and we grew up around, or we had our, when we had our big farm in Pennsylvania, we were around a lot of serious farmers who actually farmed the land, and they were never happy. This is what number six is. If someone asks you about the weather, you tell them it's either too wet or too dry or too hot or too cold. They are never, ever happy with the weather, are they? True farmers are never happy with the weather. There's always something wrong with it.
That's true. I don't know why that is.
There were never an ideal year. I can't ever remember hearing a real farmer say, oh, this was the perfect growing year. Everything just worked out.
You know what? You're right, because my hay guy just brought over hay. And I said, so how's it going? He was like, damn rain. I'm like, you live in Phoenix. Like, it rains twice a year. And you know weeks ahead of time. Damn rain.
I told you it's that way. It's always... Oh, and we can relate to this one. I'll just change it a little bit. You fear hearing the words cows are out. We can change that to the horses are out.
Oh, God.
I can't tell you how many times at 2 a.m. we had a knock on the door that the horses were out on the road.
Yeah.
And we'd have to go out and they crashed the electric fence and you're out chasing them. And you ended up in our day, you ended up buying, I don't know if you guys had one of those 1 million candlelight things that plugged into your car cigarette lighter. So you could shine it and see the horse, you know, the horses from half a mile away. Exactly. Just like the deer, just like when you go deer spotting. Exactly. Yeah. We horse spotted. And the first farm we were at when they got out, it was 100 acres. Well, you couldn't find them. I mean, they were out in a back pasture someplace. So we drive.
That's when you just go, yeah, they'll come in for breakfast. That'll be all right.
We had a habit of our neighbors when we lived at that first farm, taking the animals that got loose and putting them in their field and then transporting them to a different farm and forgetting to tell us. So we usually tried to find loosed cows or horses right away.
Because
they disappeared. And then you'd find them in their pasture and they'd go, oh, we didn't know whose they were. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to try and find out either, were you? How about travel is measured in time, not distance? I think that's a Midwest thing, too. You know, it's an hour that way. You don't know the distance. It's an hour that way.
I thought everybody did that. How long does it take to, how far is it? About 15 minutes.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we don't know distances, do we? You're right.
No.
We still do that. Yeah, you're right about that. When you live in the country, this is true to today. Cell phone service, cable television, high-speed internet were all once considered luxuries. They're still a luxury to people who live in farms. If you can't, you're ending up with satellite. You pretty much don't have internet unless you can get some kind of DSL service. And you're lucky at all if you have cell phone service in some parts of this country when you're rural. So that still applies.
Yeah, very true.
We have very little cell phone service right here at the house where we are. I have to stand by the front door. I was talking to Jamie today on the cell. I was actually in our kitchen when I lost you. I had to go to the front door to call you back.
That's funny.
It's about 20 steps, but there's that much of a difference in our cell phone service.
Yeah.
Now, you'll appreciate this living in the South. Lunch was dinner and dinner was supper. Did you guys used to have that in the South?
You go to grandma's house for supper.
And that was actually... late in the afternoon, right?
Yeah. I can't remember. I was so young, but I just remember that you didn't have dinner. You had supper at dinner time.
Right. That's correct. There was never lunch. And you know, when growing up in Lancaster County, the Mennonites and the Amish would have great. And I used to work with them in business sometimes. And they, when you were invited over for lunch, you know how we eat a sandwich? They eat a full meal. They have their meat, their potatoes, their vegetables. They have a full meal that she has been cooking all morning with the biscuits and the whole works for lunch. And then you have the full meal again for supper.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of wife. Sorry.
That's wrong with you, Jamie?
That ain't gonna happen.
You're lucky the Lieutenant Colonel stays with you. You know
that? I know.
How about this one? Regardless of what city you are currently in, your first instinct upon hearing the toot of a horn is that someone is trying to say hi to you. That, yeah, a horn when you lived in the country was not a bad thing. It was somebody that was waving.
It still happens. I'll be out. My arena is right by the road. People honk as they go by and wave. And I don't even look up anymore. I just wave my arm. Hey, because I never knew who they are.
When we were, you know, growing up in Lancaster County, you never got in traffic jams. One of the only traffic jam there was when there were two or three Mennonite buggies or Amish buggies ahead of you. And you couldn't pass because you couldn't see past the third one. That was a traffic jam. That's when you got stuck. You were there for 5-10 minutes till you got. You could see past them. And, you know, when you took driver's ed in Lancaster County, one of the things that you had to pass was how to pass buggies and when to pass buggies and when not to. And if you're coming up over a hill, you didn't go because there might be a car coming. You had to learn all that growing up in Lancaster County. That's one of the things we learned in driver's ed.
How to pass a buggy. There you go.
Oh, this is true. You know, if there was ever a fire, everyone showed up to watch if a house, barn, or business caught on fire. When you grew up in rural areas, you heard the fire trucks. We used to chase the fire trucks. We used to follow them to see what was on fire.
Glenn,
and
you are so country. I didn't realize.
Yes, we used to chase the fire trucks. I still have old footage of the mill burning down in our town because everybody in town was there watching. It, you know, used to follow the fire trucks to see what was on fire.
You are so country. I didn't know, my friend.
Yes. Yes. And the country fair was considered the social event of the year. The New Holland Farm Show was it. They closed the main street off for a week. They set up the whole farm show and fair was on Main Street, and it was for an entire week. And we used to get off school early. They used to let you off school at noontime on Wednesday, which was parade day, and used to be able to go to the fair. It was legal just to walk from school to the fair. You used to be able to spend the afternoon at the fair and then watch the parade that happened that night. That's how country.
Man, I'm learning so much about you. I had no idea.
Yep, that's how much country. And let's see here. You drank more water from a hose and spigot than you ever did from a plastic bottle.
Oh, I still do that. I'm out back with the horses. I'm not going in the house. And I hate bottled waters because there's just too many freaking bottles and too much trash. And so I just drink out of the hose.
We didn't have bottled water back then.
The science fiction people would go, someday there's going to be bottled water and you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
and we don't know.
Who'd pay for water? You get it out of the spigot.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for water?
Well, we were wrong, weren't we?
Should have invested in that.
Yeah.
When I did.
Yeah. Idiots.
Well, I'm sure a lot of you have stories, too, from growing up if you lived in the country.
Well, now we're going to hear from Equestrian Collections with the product of the week and then our song by Jared Rogerson, Have a Good Life. We're going to be back. Well, Jamie and Jennifer will be back to do really bad ads. I'm going out and play with my cart.
You better not.
Hi, Glenn here, and I am back with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections product of the week.
This week we're featuring da-da-da Ariat, a product line everybody knows and loves. This week I'm featuring the Aberdeen Reversible Vest because this is just the cutest little spring vest. It's navy on one side and it's reversible with a little bit design on the inside of it so that you can you have two vests in one. It's very lightweight, so it's perfect for spring. It's not for winter. It's not for now. It's something that you would want to get for spring. It's got the two-way zipper.
Which will come eventually this year.
So I hear. And it's got the reversible zippers, and it's Ariat. It looks fantastic, especially for something like a clinics or the pleasure rides are happening now, the sponsored ones that are all over the place for the different areas. This is perfect, perfect, perfect for that. And it's reversible, so you can wear it in with different outfits. And I also wanted to let everybody know that the spring Ariat line has come in. And so if you're looking for this year's Ariat quarter zips and polos, we have them here at Equestrian Collections, many of them in stock and ready to ship today.
And if you haven't been to Equestrian Collections lately, go check it out. I love the new website. The design is very easy to get around. And it's just so much easier. The shopping cart works great. I just love all the changes that have been made to it recently. And you'll find all of the Ariat products at EquestrianCollections.com.
Where I wasn't looking, I just turned around and you were there. We spent all night talking about the things that make us shine and how we never wanted it like this. You're an angel, no doubt about it. You can see right through my disguise, and the way that you're flying's got me mesmerized. I know you're something I could never forget. So have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see you again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life. I'm like that pack of cigarettes, I got nothing you need. So go on living your dream, and I'll keep chasing mine. Let's don't pretend I don't have regrets. Have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life. It's over our heads and out of our hands. So have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see you again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life.
Well, that was Jared Rogerson with Have a Good Life. You can find all his terrific music at jaredrogerson.com or head over to iTunes. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek. Yes, I am still here. I haven't left yet to go play with my new cart, but that's killing me. And then I am here with Jamie Jennings, who's a mean, slave-driving woman today, and Coach Jen in the producer chair, who's lovely as always. And we are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. It is killing.
Okay. I know it is, but I was wondering, you guys were talking about it like we should know what it is. What is King's Dominion?
That's an amusement park. And if you drive down 95 in that part of Virginia, it's right alongside the road, so you see it right there. Everybody
like you can
that
see
drives
all the
them.
Roller coasters?
Yeah, yeah, yep, it's right there. The parking lot's right there, and the King's Dominion's right there. Everybody that drives down 95 in that part knows King's Dominion. That's a landmark.
Gotcha.
I we've been to King's Dominion once or twice. When we lived in Pennsylvania, we'd go down to King's Dominion. Yep, amusement park, roller coasters, all that stuff. That's
gotcha.
What it is.
Are you a roller coaster guy? Do you like roller coasters?
Yes, we like roller coasters. Yep. Yep.
You know what's really sad is that I used to love roller coasters. I loved them. And then, you know, you guys, and I think I even, when I went to Disney, I was like, oh, I love this. This is great. I went on, I have a little zoo that is not too far from here, and they have a merry-go-round carousel.
I took Lucas
on the carousel, and I started to get a little nauseous. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I was the only person on it, and I almost said to the girls, like, okay, you can stop. You can stop it now. You can stop it now. We're good. And Lucas is like, woo! Like, he's like, this is
you know,
so
your
funny.
Real horse,
light, music.
Your real horse bucks a lot higher than those horses do.
I just was like, why does it have to be such small, fast circles? Why did it have to go so fast? Slow this down. This is awful. I was sitting on a zebra or something. I don't even remember what I was sitting on. I was like, oh. Okay, sorry. I must have changed. An amusement park does not sound exciting anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll find out next time you go on a roller coaster. Just I'm not sitting beside you. That'd be Chad Joe. I'm not volunteering.
Thank you.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads. This week's version brought to you by our listeners who send in these really bad ads. We just have a little fun with them. And we have prizes every week, and the prize we have this week is the one that's always most coveted with everybody that sends in ads, and that's the EquityMFG.com Flex and Fork. Now, I posted a video, I don't know if you've got a chance to watch it yet, Jamie, I posted a video on our Horses in the Morning page of the scientific testing quality control that they do at the factory where they make the Flex and Fork. This is so scientific, and it, Joseph always gets in our case that we say these are indestructible. Did you see the video?
Yeah, it is hilarious. Is that Joseph in the video?
I don't know. I've never met Joseph, so I don't know if that's him or not. I have to look at his Facebook page and see. But they describe what they do in the video. They're scientific testing.
Well, I think it is Joseph in the video, and he's, I would be sore after this, okay? He takes this flexing fork, and he puts it over his head, and he slams it, like, repeatedly, like it's an axe chopping wood onto the ground repeatedly. Bam, bam, bam. Like, my shoulders were getting sore from watching this video, and if it is Joseph, he probably was sore after it. And then he takes the tines. And he gets it right up next to the camera and takes one of the tines and bends it as far back around itself as he can. And then lets it go. And it's still bent, but it's not broken. Like, you do that with a regular fork, it snaps off after about 2 degrees, you know. And this thing was bent all the way around, and he's pulling it and everything. Nothing broke. It's an amazing thing. And as we had Julie Goodnight on the show on Wednesday, and I loved what she said so much that I wrote it down. She said that it is a very well-engineered pooper scooper. And it is. It is.
True. That's true. You know, Joseph said, and he sent me the video so I could watch it, of him smashing the fork on the ground. And, you know, he always is picking on us because we say they're indestructible, and we probably shouldn't, because apparently there have been one or two that have broken over the history of this thing. And but he's there smashing in the ground, and I said, can I use the video? He said, well, I don't know what kind of repercussions we're going to get. I said, other than Jamie and I picking on you for your scientific methods of of quality control.
Just beating the hell out of it. Hey, do you know that I just Googled Flex and Fork? And yes, the website is equitymfg.com, but it's also shakenfork.com and manurefork.com. Those are easy.
Yeah, he owns all of those. Yeah, those. I don't know why we don't say those, actually. But, yeah, so that's Flex and Fork. You have to get it. And you know what? If you want to graduate up to be where the big boys are, you got to go for the Shaken Fork. Julie said she didn't have one of those yet, and she really needs to get one because if you're cleaning any kind of stalls at all,
she
you
doesn't
need
clean
the Shaken
stalls.
Fork.
Julie Goodnight didn't clean stalls. She
I thought I had
one.
The best line the other day, by the way, when I brought up the help. She said, my help can even beat these against the walls. And I did have a funny line after that.
That
just
was very
Wednesday,
funny. You're
so.
Like, what? Yeah. Just go, you, why is your help having to beat the walls? That was very funny.
I took a chance. I thought about that before I said it, and I said, am I going to offend Julie Goodnight on the air here? But I've known her long enough that I think I get away with it. All right, let's do some really bad ads.
You're first.
All right, I'm up first in the really bad ads. We have Beth, who sent this one in. A gray and white paint walking horse, $1,250 in Luka, Mississippi? Missouri?
Massachusetts? Missouri?
I have no idea. It's one of those states. Great horse, broke to ride anywhere, great saddle gait, fast, slow, whenever you want, will ride, women's kids wear, tailpiece, climbs great. No punctuation.
Wow. That's it.
That's it. You know what I love about this sentence is it says, wherever you want, we'll ride women and kids. So
I found it interesting that they had to put in the ad that he wears a tailpiece.
And he climbs great. Where did he climb?
That's a bad ad. That's a really good bad ad. James sent in this one. James sent in this one. 2.5 year. Oh, all caps too. 2.5 year old John Mule for sale. $500 in Tuscaloosa. That, my friends, is Alabama. So that means you have to read it like this. 2.5 year old John Mule for sale for $500. Mother is a registered Tennessee walking house. He is very gentle. Has a big old house. She's a Tennessee walking house. He is very gentle and has a long strood. If interested, please call. What is a long strood? S-T-R-O-U-D-E. Strood! As big a house.
And I have seen some Tennessee walkers that look as big as a house. No question about that.
Good point. Good point.
All right, the next one up, that was, thank you, James, for sending that one in. Next one up is Jody, sent the following one in. Registered quarter horses, $50,000. Your office. You know, this one is a little strange. It's the first time we've ever had this, that's for sure. It's not really a bad ad. It's just different. Well-established foundation horse registry available for sale as owners are retiring. Sale includes premier website, additional horse for sale site, income limited only by the effort you put in. Complete instructions at sale and ongoing assistance if needed. Excellent home business for someone who enjoys horses and horse people. Easily move from present location to buyer's home or office. Unique opportunity for the horse lover who wants to make a living thinking and talking horses. Can you do your own horse registry? What do you say? I'm just going to register.
I have heard of, have you never heard of the Jamie Jennings Equine Registry Foundation? It's kind of
for
a big deal.
For crazy thoroughbreds?
It's only $300 to register your horse. If you want to buy the company, yes, $50,000. I love the fact that it says easily moved from present location. It's a website. maybe they'll send you a photograph for your desk. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A file folder. This is weird. It's not like it's the AQHA. Like, seriously, it's the Horse Radio Network Family Registry. What?
Jamie's got the only registry for bucking thoroughbreds. Yeah. If your horse is a bucking thoroughbred, she will register it today.
I think if we look up, see all ads from this seller, He's also selling the London Bridge, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, Jen and Glenn, but Jet is the foundation horse in the Bucking Thoroughbred breed. He's kind of a big deal. And, you can register your
really
horse
hard,
with us.
Which is really hard considering he's been neutered since day one.
Exactly.
It was really tough.
He's a big deal. He's a big deal. Bryce Wilson. Bryce sent in the next one. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, my God. Why? No. I can't even read this. I can't read this. Is this for real? This is Jefferson, which is probably Georgia. Babby horse. B-A-B-B-Y. This, nothing is spelled correctly in this, okay? Babby horse, $150. Babby horse for sale, comma, comma, comma. No PPRS, comma. Is small and brawn, comma, comma, comma. Wife, Dosette, like any mo, comma. Free in July and Dose, comma. Takes care of owner, comma, not God with far your butt, B-U-T-T, licks vet, comma, comma. Well, trade FR a God tractor or four wheeler or broke horse or ropin saddle or truck or trawler, or older kid, soft horse. We almost need to post this online, Jennifer. Nobody's going to believe that. Well, you know what? Don't post this one online, because then we get complaints that we're making fun of people that have learning disabilities, and I think it's just an education thing. I'm not quite sure, but this is awful.
I like how he butt-licks the vet. I've never seen anybody butt lick a vet before.
He's not God with the farrier. I'm assuming farrier, but he butt licks the vet, though. If you want to see a copy of this ad, and you're listening to this show right now, and you want to see a copy of this ad, email me, and I'll send it to you. Because we can't post things like this online, because people that don't listen to the show, that are fans of our Facebook page, give us a really hard time. But email me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com, if you want to see it.
Because Lord knows we don't pick on people. That's not what we do here. Not what we do.
We don't get picked on either, so it works.
No, not at all. I have a male, or Mary sent this one in. I have a male horse for sale, $270 in Cedar Bluff, Alabama. I have a black male horse. I have a black male horse sale. His 16 hands high and 10 years old. He's broke to ride, but dosed best with other horses. He's a really great horse. Need him gone as soon as possible. To a good home only, and cash only. $275. He's a really great horse, but I need him gone as soon as possible.
He is so great. Get him the hell off my property.
Property now.
And as descriptive as a black male horse is, I'm going to need a little more information. Betty sent in the next one. The title of the ad is Facebook. Okay, Facebook.
No, it was on Facebook.
Oh, it was on Facebook. Facebook. That makes more sense. I really should read these ahead of time. Old guy with a weak heart in need of a quiet home with maybe some older guys like me. Is this a personal ad? I need a place where young bullies won't push me around and interrupt my cribbing. I am a 21-year-old and have been used for ranch work all of my life. I am tired and old and like my senior feed. I do like human attention, and I am very gentle. I just don't like young whippersnapper geldings that want me to run around and waste my energy. Please, if you can give me a good quiet home without young horse breaths, I would be so very appreciative. I just want to be left alone for my cribbing. That was funny. We never had that one. We've never had that. That's okay, really so good. This is the horse. When he said old guy with a weak heart, I was thinking some like old man. No, it's an old guy with a weak heart as a horse.
Very good. That was a good one. That was very well written. Uta sent in the trailer of the week, and I like the fact that they didn't try and make this out for anything that it wasn't. You know how we usually get the trailer ads, and they say, oh, this would be a great trailer for hauling your 12 horses to Missouri and back.
Floor's good.
that's right. Floor's good. Tires are a little flat, but you could fix those, and blah, 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 blah. They go on trying to make their crappy old trailer look sound good. Well, this one doesn't even do that. This one just says, vintage yard art for the horse lover, $150. You know how people put the little carriages and stuff in the front yard, put pretty flowers around it? Well, that's what you could do with this. You could have vintage yard art for your yard.
There's only a certain type of person that keeps vintage art like this in their yard, Glenn, and those are, I don't even need to tell
Alabama.
You.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was just
this is my Georgia peeps. They got cars that don't work, trailers with no tires, and yard art. That's what they call it.
Yep, this is Ellen, definitely homemade. We'll have Jennifer post that on Facebook.
Yeah, as we do with the trailers. Ellen sent in this one. Oh my God, horse meets home ASAP comes with everything, and a long line of exclamation points. Horse needs home ASAP, $1,300 cash only, no trades, needs a great home fast, make an offer, exclamation point, up to date on everything, exclamation point, barefoot, never any health problems or injuries, exclamation point, needs a home very, 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 very soon, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, times 10. Comes... They're ready to get the husband the hell off their property. Comes with leftover grain, hay, bedding, and all accessories, as well as a blanket, etc. Exclamation points all the way down. They need to get this horse off their yard is what they need to do.
Okay. Do you think it's a divorce and it was his horse or the other way around?
Genius. You're probably exactly right. Exactly right. He's out of town. I found out he was cheating on me and his horse is in. It'd be like what Chad, if Chad did anything wrong, this would be the ad for his dog, Boomer. It needs to go right now. Come and get it. I've told Chad repeatedly, if you voluntarily deploy to go to Iraq, your dog is gone. Gone. Don't volunteer. Same thing with his horse. I love it, Ellen. Good job.
Rachel sent the following one. It's very simple. Mare. 14 inches hands. 20 years old. Kid safe. She has bad eyesight. Need a farrier and groundwork done. I call farriers and they never call back.
Oh, God. Can you imagine what this horse looks like? She's blind. She needs groundwork done because she can't see anything. This girl's scaring her to death because her dang feet are like water skis that's why she's so freaked out. Oh, bless her heart. Can you imagine?
And by the way, it helps if you pay the bill for the farriers to call you back. That always helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never call back.
Yeah. On a good day, they call back.
Yeah.
Holly sent the following one in. 15-year-old mule in Cedro and Woolley. I don't know where that is. Free to good home. He is broken, good on trails, but hasn't been ridden in years. He won't let the owner catch him, and he's tried a lot. He likes girls. So if you would like him, I'd bring a girl. And keep the halter hidden.
Keep the halter hidden behind your back, because that's going to help.
Once he is caught, he's great. Doesn't bite, doesn't kick, good under saddle. But like I said, he hasn't been ridden in a couple of years. He's about 15 hands, needs a good experienced handler. We'll be posting pictures soon, because they can't take pictures of him either.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That was very funny.
I left the line of the day. So if you would like him, I'd bring a girl.
Wow. That one and the I just want to, I just don't push me around and don't interrupt my cribbing. Those are the two lines of it. All right. Our final really bad ad was sent in by Reba. Reba, what are y'all doing to me today? Okay. Paso CSEA up $500 in Dunellen, Florida. Dunellen, Florida. Nice Paso Pino Mar. What is it really?
Right down the street. Yep.
You could go. You could get this horse to put out there in the field with your lonely pony. nice Paso Pino Mare asking $500. This is all lower caps. I am only getting rid of her because I no longer have time to ride. She is registered and 18 years old. She, I know, 18, yo. She loves to go, lots of energy. I have not ridden in her in 6 months, and she is starting to get a hay belly, LOL. This is an ad, not text speak. Okay. When she is riding all the time, she very well behaved. When you let her stand like she has been lately, she is a bit of an attitude. I just know someone out there will learn to love her as much as I do. That's what I'm selling her. Just so you know, she really needs an experienced rider until you ride her regularly. Then anyone can ride her. My grandchildren ride her when she is used regularly. I'm sure they do. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. LOL.
All right. We have to pick who is going to win the EquityMSG.com Flex and Fork. And, you know, this is tough. This is a tough one today because, boy, nothing has cracked me up like the I'd Bring a Girl. Nothing has cracked me up like that. But Betty's was so funny, too. I don't know who to do here. This is a hard one.
I like the cribbing one.
Let's flip a coin.
It surprised me. So I like Betty's. Jennifer, do you have a pick? Holly or Betty?
Oh, gosh. Oh, Holly. Betty. Betty.
Holly, Betty. 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 Two against Betty. One.
Betty.
Hey, Betty? All right, Betty gets it then. Sorry, Holly. I fought for you really hard. I really did.
Sorry.
Holly's going to get a mug.
Hey, how about this? Contact Betty and see if she has a Flex and Fork already. And if she already has one, then we'll give it to Holly.
All right. That's a deal. That's a deal. And, Holly, we'll send you out one of our mugs as a consolation prize because I'm sorry. You know, I'd Bring a Girl. That was the best line.
That was really funny, too.
It,
they're both funny. But, again, Betty may have one already because Betty has been a longtime listener. So we'll contact her, see if she has a Flex and Fork. And if she doesn't, then we'll send her the mug, and then Holly can have it. See, we keep everybody happy here at Horses in the Morning. And you know what? TGIF, it's Friday. Go enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. Go do something fun.
Hey, look for the video. There'll be a video of the pony's first time in the cart. So Scooter's going to get his first time in the cart today. My little pony. Scooter. We need to have somebody sing that.
We've already got emails coming in asking for the text of the babby horse.
Don't forget, you can listen to all our shows. All our shows are almost out. We have a couple coming out today for the week, so you want to hear them all, you go to our app. Just go to the App Store on iOS or Android and search for Horse Radio Network. All 11 shows are on there. We have a fantastic show coming out tomorrow from Horsemanship Radio, and this was a one-of-a-kind. We'll talk to you more about this next week. It was the first time we've ever done something like this with the level that we have, it's going to be a really unique experience for the listeners. So we'll talk more about that next week. And you can follow us on Twitter also at Horse Radio. And you can follow Jamie on her Facebook page. That's where you usually go to see all of her cute and interesting posts. And something we don't mention enough is Jennifer has another show that she actually hosts here on the Horse Radio Network called
Horse Kid Daily.
Horse Daily. She's trying to remember.
So did you forget, Glenn?
No, I didn't forget. I was waiting for you to jump in. Horse Tip Daily, 900-plus episodes. 900
wow.
now.
What we lack in quality, we make up for in quantity.
Hey, put that on the letterhead. Your business card should read. See, we've come up with new things now. Like, my farm sign out front is going to say, bring me your lame, your sick, and your crazy. And your business card is going to say, well, we lack in quality, we make up for in quantity, by God.
I like that, actually. That describes it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, everybody, have a great day. Stay tuned or go.
See you, everybody. Go.
Don't forget to tune in on Monday when Hit'em will be broadcasting live from the American Equestrian Trade Association show in Philadelphia with Glenn and guest co-host auditor Colleen Peachy.